San Diego is one of the largest scientific research hubs in the country. So who are the intrepid scientists in search of discovery, pushing the frontiers of human knowledge? This is Rad Scientist, where the scientist becomes the subject. I'm your host, Margot Wall. I couldn't hear you for the TV. I'm sitting in the office of Sanem Behan at the J. Craig Venter Institute in La Jolla. She's an assistant professor of infectious disease here, and she wants me to listen to a Johnny Cash song on her computer. It's a real feminist ballad about how his girlfriend has left him, and now there's no one to clean for him or make him food. I'll take them from the king. Sanem sings along, but she gets quiet when we get to the part she wants me to hear. Supposedly, it has something to do about her research.
See, I study famous disease.
Histoplasmosis. It's a disease caused by the fungus Histoplasma capsulatum, and Sanem studies it. I guess it's famous because Johnny Cash sang about it, and it was a mystery disease in the TV show House. To be honest, though, I'd never heard of it. But in some parts of America, like the Ohio and Mississippi River valleys, 60 to 90% of people come in contact with it. It's also found in Africa and South America, and scientists aren't exactly sure why it hangs out in these areas, but they do know it likes to live around bird poo.
It's found in soil, and when the soil is disrupted, you inhale spores, and you get sort of introduced to the fungus.
You may be tilling the soil or cleaning up a chicken coop. As the soil moves around, spores from the fungus are released, and as you breathe, they travel into your lungs. And that's how the infection starts.
And depending on your immune status or the infectious dose, you can get sick immediately, or it can go latent, and it can get activated later in your life stage.
That means that some people will never know that they were infected. They may experience brief flu-like symptoms and brush it off as a common cold. Their immune system stops the spread of infection. But for some people with weak immune systems, histoplasma can be fatal. There's no vaccine, no great treatments. The best we have are antifungals.
And antifungals are pretty toxic because they are, in a sense, similar to our cells.
Treatments that are toxic to fungi are pretty toxic for us, too. The basic makeup of fungi cells and human cells? Not that different after all. The animal kingdom parted ways with the fungi about a billion years ago, but it seems like nature doesn't reinvent the wheel if it doesn't have to.
You need to come up with new drugs that can target the difference between these cells and our own cells.
Sanem has one idea for how to target the fungi. And it has to do with Histoplasma's superpower. It can change its form. So, in the soil, Histoplasma lives as a mold. That's a bunch of fungal cells that act as one unit. And molds are really good at living in soil, and they make spores, which can be carried by air. But after the Histoplasma is inhaled, it transforms. The temperature change from the cool air outside to our warm bodies triggers a change, and each mold spore morphs into a yeast. Here's why it matters. Yeast live on their own, and they're really good at living in the human body, and they're baby-making machines. They just make two of themselves whenever they please. It's called asexual reproduction, and the yeast produce faster than immune cells can kill them. So, Sanem wants to hit the fungus where it hurts, in the asexual parts.
Have it not reproduce in high densities so that the immune system can take care of it.
Basically, she wants to figure out a way to stop the yeast from being so good at colonizing our bodies. Go from a yeast Tokyo to a yeast Idaho. With that, hopefully even weak immune systems can battle the less populous yeast. Sinem is one of only a handful of scientists studying this disease. So sometimes sufferers reach out to her.
Emails and phone calls from people who have had this disease or whose loved ones have the disease and they don't know what to do.
That personal connection pulls Sinem out of the minutia of the research and lets her zoom out for a second.
When you actually get the calls, it's different. It makes it even more important for you to study it and refocuses you sort of to research.
And with so few researchers studying this disease, Sinem's research can have a big impact.
Whatever I do would really contribute to the field of understanding the mechanism of this fungi.
Sometimes contributing to your field means training the next group of scientists. And this is a huge part of a scientist's job, and it's a role that Sinem takes very seriously.
That's, I think, the most gratifying thing about being a mentor, to be able to train someone and them learning from you and them appreciating your efforts.
We actually run into one of her mentees, Sayori, as we explore the campus.
She's really like a great mama to the lab. It's not only the personal, I would say she's a really good scientist too. So like whenever we are like really talking about the science, we are not sure what to do or like how to find the troubles, how to do troubleshooting, she's the one to ask.
That's so nice.
Uh-huh. Seriously.
Did she plant you here?
Nah.
Sinem is not just a lab mama. She's a real mama too. And that can be challenging to balance with an academic career.
I have a lot of work to do still to establish my research program and go further in my field. I do feel more pressure and more responsibility in taking care of a child and trying to perform my job at its full potential.
But like many scientists, she can't really think of doing anything else, and so she makes it work.
I think nothing should be a barrier to do what you like to do.
To Sinem, science is a way of seeing the world that is universal, no matter where you come from. It can connect her to colleagues and family who live in Turkey, to the people living in the Ohio River Valley Basin.
I feel like with science, it's just a language that you can speak with many nations.
Amen. So, speaking of science as a language, Sinem and I have come up with a short poem so that you can remember what she studies. So here it is, The Moment of Xenopus, a histoplasmosis haiku.
Fungus becomes yeast, infects your lungs like a beast. Histoplasmosis.
It helps that histoplasmosis has 5 syllables.
I couldn't hear you for the TV. I didn't know you'd said goodbye.
So, that's it. That's the last episode of the first season of Rad Scientist. And so I want to give a big shout out to the scientists who have participated, to everyone who has helped make these episodes, and to you, the listeners. I'd love to get your feedback on things you liked and things you didn't like, or things you'd like to see in future episodes. So you can email me at radscientistpod@gmail.com. And now the credits. This podcast is supported by the KPBS Explore Project, bringing local content to the radio. This episode was produced by me, Margot Wall. Grant Fisher is our audio mix master and theme song composer. Nadine Hayworth is script editor. Logo by Kyle Fisher. At KPBS, Emily Jankowski is technical director. Melanie Drogseth is program coordinator. Jill Linder is programming manager. Nate John is innovation specialist. And John Decker is director of programming. Stay subscribed to get updates as they come along. And as always, stay rad.
Well, I caught a cold with the window open. Crow droppings on my windowsill. Properly got histoplasmosis. Ain't got no gun or I would kill them crows.
for breakfast once again.